Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Matt Sackett is the CEO of Doxa Insurance Holdings, a leader in specialty MGA platforms. With deep expertise in navigating complex risk environments, Sackett brings a sharp focus to emerging risks and strategic M&A, even amid today's volatile market conditions. He joins us now. Matt, so glad you could join us today.
John, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
And I'm looking forward to the conversation, Matt. Let's start out by asking, what distinguishes a successful specialty MGA platform in today's insurance landscape?
You know, from my perspective, I think the more time and energy we spend on doing actuarial work on our book of business to make sure that we're ahead of the risks and the loss ratio and loss results more quickly than our carrier partners is probably the key differentiator between a successful platform and someone that struggles with carrier capacity. At Doxa, we've spent a lot of time, you know, hiring underwriters in addition to the ones we acquire with the businesses we buy. You know, we have actuary on staff, and we are constantly modeling our losses so that we live up to our fiduciary responsibility to generate good loss results for our carrier partners.
How is Doxa identifying and responding to emerging risks that may not yet be on the broader industry's radar?
You know, that to me is like the fun part of the business. You know, if as fun as could possibly be for insurance, and it's, you know, the unfortunate side of insurance, as we all know, is it's typically you're dealing with, you know, people who have their lives upended in one way or another. And that's when insurance comes into play. So if we can help solve for those issues, you know, whether it's catastrophic risk for fire, you know, whether it's, you know, something that impacts someone personally, like, you know, we don't currently do pet insurance, but that's something that is near and dear to people's hearts. So, you know, looking for and investing in, and we have a team that does that, is, you know, what's the new product need in an ever evolving, you know, risk environment. I mean, we see it just by watching television, all of the new risks that are popping up that need some sort of specialized insurance coverage and specialist underwriters who can manage the exposures associated with it. It's the fun part of coming up with those creative solutions.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Matt, in your view, how are current market conditions influencing M&A activity in the MGA space?
I think we are seeing the continued evolution and expansion of MGAs. I think that is going to continue for the foreseeable future. I think now, you know, insurance carriers that support MGAs by taking the risk really do see the value of niche specialists and what they bring to the table to really get their arms around those unique exposures. So I think we're going to continue seeing more MGAs enter the marketplace. You know, to your previous question, I think we're going to see continue to see more MGAs that are built to handle those emerging risks that may not be on the radar of carriers currently. And we're going to continue seeing a lot of M&A activity as a result. You know, it's really become a hot space for M&A. You know, we have a lot of competitors that have decided to join Doxa in our desire to wrap up and acquire those great firms. And I think it's only going to make the industry better.
You kind of touched on it, Matt, but I got to ask, what role does specialization play in driving value and resilience within the MGA universe?
Scarcity value, for number one. There are, you know, I think there are only so many specialized MGA that focus on a limited number of niche classes of business. So, you know, if it's a niche class of business with barriers to entry and the competition is limited and known, that platform, you know, deserves a high value. And we certainly offer a high value for those platforms. So in the marketplace has identified that.
Now, as volatility continues across markets, what strategic pivots do you see as essential for MGAs to remain competitive and relevant?
You know, first with, I would say, you know, take advantage of all the emerging technologies to help you be, you know, not only a better underwriter, but a more efficient shop. You know, we're looking currently at a lot of AI that might help us with those things, number one. Number two, it's still a relationship business. You know, as often as people like to talk about disruptors and insurtech and all those things entering into the industry, it's a relationship business that's built on trust between the insured and the distribution, between the distribution and the MGA, and between the MGA and the carrier and the reinsurers. And what I like to tell our people is, listen, we can't control what the competition is doing. We really can't control overall market conditions. We can only control bringing our best game and upping our game every single day. So that's what I challenge our team to focus on.
Good time to be an MGA though, isn't it, Matt?
It is. It is. You know, when I got out of college a long time ago, not only did I never think I'd be in the insurance industry, I also didn't think I'd love it. And I certainly don't think I'd be bragging about it, but I find myself often talking very complimentary about the MGA insurance space and the problems it solves. So it's a great time to be in the space.
As one MGA once said to me at one time, I not only did I not think I'd ever be an MGA, but I didn't even know how to spell MGA.
Yeah. Matt, was that me?
Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
That was Matt Sackett, CEO of Doxa Insurance Holdings, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.